grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
We're here, we're live on the radio now.
Sorry, we'll stop talking.
This is Marijuana Media, thanks to the Hemp Store up on K Road. Welcome to the BFM studio, Chris Fowley.
Kia ora.
One of our key features here on the 95 BFM Drive Show. We're digging into cannabis law reform.
Sure are. And it's another hot topic, of course, because really provoked by President Biden, which was just over a week ago, said, he has immediately pardoned with a wave of his semi-royal, non-royal hand. And of course, the same could happen here. The Governor General has the same prerogative of mercy, or can do a very similar type of thing. The Governor General could pardon any particular people. They could have a process where people can apply and go, write in or whatever, and they could just pardon them. And Cabinet or the Minister of Justice could recommend these are the grounds for doing it. Or you could just pardon a whole class of people. So the exact same thing could happen here.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit behind the pace here. What has happened?
Thank you for that reminder. Biden over in America said he's going to pardon everyone who's got a conviction for cannabis possession at a federal level, and called on all the states to do the same. And he's also going to review the scheduling of cannabis and bump it down into a
by presidential decree. He has the power to just go, we're going to wipe all these criminal records.
Yowza.
Get on with your life, everyone. It's not a serious issue any longer. And New Zealand is just here floundering in the background going,
how
shall we decriminalise? What about all these people in jail?
How many people do we think that is going to affect?
120,000 in New Zealand.
Great question, yes, and we have the answer. That's right. Yeah, Drug Foundation dug that up. 120,000 New Zealanders convicted for cannabis possession since 1980, so there could even be some more. And it does carry on. They wrote a great article in the spin-off this week, Why Aotearoa Should Decriminalise Cannabis and Overturn Convictions, and really gone through all the numbers there. But just last year, 2,500 New Zealanders convicted of cannabis, so half of that was possession, so about 1,200. News Hub as well, good on them, lodged an Official Information Act request and got some figures there as well, and they're showing that for this year, first half of this year, it's running at 147 cannabis possession convictions every month on average going through our courts. So, it carries on. Every month there's another 147 or so.
What a waste of time.
What a waste of time
and money.
Yeah.
Mm.
147 a month is a lot more than I would have. If you had asked me to predict a figure, I would have gone lower than that, eh?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not good. And as they point out, the law is actually pretty racist in its origin in this spin-off article. And not just in its origin, but the way it's practiced now. And most New Zealanders actually do want decrim. It's a lesser kind of ask than the referendum, I guess. And it's a different thing. It's not the same question, right? It's not what people narrowly, by just a few votes, said no to. So, and of course, Drug Foundation is not in a good position to tell this, because they get contacted by a lot of people as to where normal, and that's that this discretion just isn't working. And as we keep hammering, there's just so much going on in the rest of the world, and we seem to have this comparative lack of action. But having said that, I don't want to be Mr. Party Pooper down all the time, because having said that, we've still come a really long way. Arrests are running at under 10% of where they used to be. We have legal medical cannabis where like me, anyone can go to their doctor, get a prescription for cannabis bud, as I've brought in here and shown you guys, and you can just do that. So it's semi-legal in terms of that. You can consume that in public or what have you. And we have this discretion, which on the face of it is a huge move towards decrim, more than what any other government has ever done before. So we do have to give them credit for that. I guess it's just when a bit like with Obama in America, when you're full of hope and promise and it just doesn't quite get there, eh?
Yeah.
It can be a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
All right, what's next in the news this week, Chris Fowley?
Well, hey, so just before we move on from that, though, you asked me last week what people can do, and we talked about writing to a couple of ministers, but, you know, that can be a bit full-on. There's a couple of other things that people can do, one of which is sign the petition on Action Station. If you just go to Action Station or just Google cannabis petition on Action Station, it's going to take you right there. Sign that. It's real simple, real quick, and we really need to get that to a decent number to get that in front of the government. And come forward with your stories. You know, we have media requests wanting people who have been impacted by their cannabis conviction. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're anonymous, if you're happy to share your story, you know, make contact.
This is pardon cannabis offences and decriminalise cannabis. This is to the New Zealand government on Action Station. They're looking for 7,000 signatures. They've got 6.5 already. Why
6499?
Yeah. Why is 7,000 the magic number?
It sounds pretty good, doesn't
okay.
it? No, I don't
yeah.
know.
Lucky
don't
number
know.
Seven.
There's a 7 in it. Yeah. I guess it's achievable in a short amount of time. But hey, it'd be great to get even higher than that, right? But
yeah,
that sounds like it could be achieved tonight. So. You know, get in there, get your name on it before, you know, while you can, for posterity.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and speaking of reforms, we did kind of mention, you know, that we're going behind a bit of the rest of the world. Well, there were two things that happened this week. One, reported in local media, Uber Eats, everyone's favourite food delivery. They might be, I shouldn't say that, and they could be a sponsor, I have no idea. Uber Eats have started delivering cannabis to customers in Toronto, Canada's first place in the world where they've actually physically handled cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in Toronto or going over there, you can just, on your Uber app, dial up your weed, have it delivered.
I've got
How do we feel about
so
this?
Many questions.
I mean, this is obviously purely a capitalist decision. But for ease and safety of people consuming cannabis, it's quite a good idea.
Mm.
Just being able to get it dropped off to your house, you don't have to...
This isn't the first cannabis delivery.
Exactly. Right. There's lots of other delivery services. Yeah. It's just you know, notable because it's Uber. Because
they're
such a big company.
Yeah.
And that kind of company tends to go, oh, we can't touch that or whatever.
Yes.
But yeah, so just a sign of the times, I guess.
Right.
But the other thing, bigger news, and it hasn't actually hit any news here. It was just announced last night, and that's Germany. It's been leaked what they're planning to do for their legal cannabis, so that this is happening over the next year or so, it's expected to be. It's a coalition deal with their Green Party and their centrist party. And it will be the world's largest legal cannabis market, I guess, or most populous.
The biggest,
place.
What,
you know, biggest
the
in
biggest,
Europe, but biggest in the world.
Where economy in Europe, right?
Yeah, but you know, it will outweigh any individual state. Or maybe it might vie with California, I guess. But the basic gist of it, you're going to be able to purchase and hold up to 20 grams, grow two plants at home. There'll be licensed stores selling cannabis, as well as pharmacies and online doing the deliveries. And that was really important for people in countryside and rural that might not have access to shops. And also with the pharmacies, they were like, well, there's a pharmacy in every village, whereas coffee shops might only be in big cities. And they're going to allow coffee shops, which they called some sort of on-site consumption lounge or something. So that's interesting. There's going to be a 15% THC limit. But interestingly, for people aged 18 to 21, there'll only be 10% THC. So I thought that was interesting. Nowhere else in the world has done that, of having a kind of graduated THC limit.
What's your average street THC limit?
Well, in reality, it's around that. But in terms of good cannabis, and when you typically go to a legal place and it's all tested and that, it tends to be a bit higher, 20%, maybe even 25. And the argument there is that it's less to consume, you know, and less smoking involved. So, non-branded packaging, a ban on advertising, and the taxation will go up with the THC content, so a sort of THC-based tax. That's the gist of it. No mention of any kind of social equity stuff, of how they're actually going to give out the licenses, other than it will have to be domestically produced, but they haven't sort of signalled in this paper how they'll divvy that up. So hopefully, it will go, as they've been doing in some states of America, you know, people who have been most impacted by the war on drugs, you know, get in the front of the queue rather than the back. And a bit of help from the government through the taxation to fund them into their businesses.
Are you optimistic that that's what
I think they will. I think this is going to be a real model, and they'll think about all those things, and they're really, I think, got their eye that basically the rest of Europe's watching, and they're all going to copy what happens over the next few years.
When's New Zealand going to copy some of this stuff?
Good question. probably when Aussie does, right? Or you know, who knows? Man. Election next year, it's a whole new throw of the die as such. But as I said, what's happened under the current government, even though it hasn't quite lived up to our expectations, it's more than anyone else has done. And
Yeah.
I can't see it getting better if it if the government went blue. I think we'd be lucky if things stayed the same, let alone got repealed.
Mm. Okay, what's next in the news, Chris Fowley?
Bro, that is looking like the week's news. Let's give this prize away, eh? We've got a prize from the hemp store. I've even brought it in with me here. This, gentlemen, is hemp bioplastic.
Whoa.
This is a rolling tray with the old Cookies brand, biggest cannabis lifestyle brand in the world. Mm-hmm. And this is plastic made out of hemp. So not petrochemicals, it all is, biodegradable.
It's indistinguishable from the petrochemical genuine.
Kind of, it feels kind of recycled, but yeah, you can roll your herbal cannabis up on that.
That's and, a good plastic.
It's got that little neat little.
Is it weird for me to smell it? Just to
it
see.
Is a bit.
Sorry, Chris. Yeah,
you don't know what I've done with it. and the grinder, the little four-piece grinder to help you on your rolling journey.
Okay.
Get all your herbal cannabis to exactly the right size for an optimum joint.
I always felt a bit strange about grinders, but I've definitely come around to them. I just used to always have a pair of small scissors on hand.
Scissors and a shot
but
glass.
I think a grinder is a lot easier, to
be
honest.
It's easier, it's more consistent, and you know, retains all the goodness in there. It's not going anywhere, but you're not squashing it, which even scissors do. But top tip, for grinders, anyone with a grinder out there, keep it in the freezer. Try it ice cold.
Why keep it
you
in the freezer?
You will not believe how much better they are.
What does that do?
The herb doesn't stick to it. It shatters rather than kind of tears. And it'll be one twist each way. It's all done and nothing stuck. And there you'll be like, why haven't I done this my whole life?
How did you? Do you know who discovered this technique?
It was actually me, because I was over in Amsterdam with Mila, who invented the pollinator and the isolator and was one of the hash pioneers. This was 20 years ago, 2002, and grinders had just been invented, and we were making some ice hash out the back there, which they can legally do, and she was showing me how to do it, and I just had the kind of brainwave. Wouldn't the same principle work with a grinder?
No
and
way.
We just tried it, and boom, there you go.
There you go, Chris Fowley.
There you go.
Just...
facts and learning. Holy.
Wow. Okay.
We come here to school you up.
Yeah. Keep your grinder in the freezer. We've got a grinder and a rolling tray here. It's in the station. If you would like to get your hands on it. Take it away. You can pick it up from the hemp store on
that's
K Road.
One. Yeah.
Text on through to 53395. I'll grab your details and I will get in touch with the winner and let you know that you can go and see Chris Fowley at the hemp store. Anything else happening first Thursday in a couple
of weeks? Yep. Go have the drug testing back on. Drug Foundation in there with their machine that does all the analysis. Last time it was 60 samples being tested, which was a record for other than a festival, which is amazing. So it just shows the demand there for the service. A whole lot of people bringing in their little samples of cannabis and things and wanting to know, you know, exactly what the strength or whether it's got anything weird. If it wasn't tested on the spot, if you are one of those people, they were very busy and a bunch of samples, I think they're getting around to testing over the next soon. And the code that people were given, have a look on the level OrganZ and they can look up their result there.
Nice one. All right. Hey, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store, thank you very much. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
Give us a text 53395 if you're keen on that grinder and that rolling tray. Keep your grinders in the freezer, eh?
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with man.